The branch that grew over the wall. Israel was to be known by a new name, and the descendants were to be gathered in the isles of the seas, there to be protected and nurtured until the fullness of time. From this Israel was to appear under the still newer name, America, the United States of America, that which was to stand forth as Ephraim, the younger, the branch that ran over the wall. Not a nation in the ordinary acceptance of the word, but a mighty spiritual force that was to show forth to mankind the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That spiritual force was to be known as Christian Science, under whose banner would gather a multitude of nations. When Jacob struggled with the angel, he was alone, and he brought into the struggle over fear and anxiety all that he knew of truth, and it multiplied. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. This is the Israel that grew and finally appeared as the British race, no longer Isaacsons or sons of Isaac, but Saxons, the Anglo-Saxon race. Do not forget, however, that all this that we are talking about is simply the unfoldment of mind, and while appearing as persons, it really never is persons, but always mind. For the only race is mind, no matter what the appearance. This that arose as the nation called Great Britain, and then as something going out from it, the branch growing over the wall, Ephraim, the younger, called America, was simply the language in which the further unfoldment of mind appeared. You know of the anguish which caused the pilgrims and Puritans to go out from their father's house into a land they knew not of? Like Abraham of old, they went with implicit confidence in good, not outlining in the slightest, but having full faith in the eternal principle of being. America stands as the one nation on earth whose origin was wholly spiritual. It went forth with the one spiritual purpose to worship God. Then what constituted America? It was the seed in itself, that inborn spiritual craving in each individual which seeks mind as the needle seeks the pole. The seed was not only the recognition of the right, but also the determination to worship God without any interference, the understanding that nothing has the right to or can intervene between God and His idea. In other words, America stands for that union of principle and idea, which is forever one and indissoluble. This country typifies, and its origin proves it to be, the spiritual idea of mind and the nearest approximation to a nation founded by mind, and so it stands alone. America was in no way merely a political experiment. It was the answer to the deep spiritual necessity of man's oneness with principle. That every step of the unfolding nation was leavened by the recognition of dependence upon mind is verified by the utterances of that time. Benjamin Franklin said in his address of 1787 before the Constitutional Congress, when, at the end of weeks of stress and effort, failure seemed to face them, "If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice? Is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured in the sacred writings that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Nothing animated the founding of this nation except the one purpose to be alone with God and worship him after the dictates of a conscience untrammeled by ecclesiastical or other tyranny.